Nicolet Bank is honored to support all who strive to make communities great. Newsmakers is a production of Wisconsin Eye. To keep programs like this free and accessible to all, please consider a charitable gift to wisi.org/donate or text WISI to 44321. This program is brought to you from Wisconsin Eye's Margaret Farrow Studio.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. I'm your host, Lisa Pugh. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has been in the spotlight lately, more than usual anyway, facing questions about his pushback on federal immigration policies, multiple state lawsuits, unique biennial budget challenges, and whether he will run for a third term. Governor Evers joins Newsmakers today to answer all those questions, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll do the best we can.
Yeah, we better get started. You've been at this job for a while now. The first few months of 2025 have been pretty busy. Have they been some of the hardest of your time as governor, would you say?
I don't know about hardest, but certainly the complexity of what's coming out of Washington has made things a little more tense. But every year is a challenge. Every year is an honor for me to be governor of the state. So like today, for example, I'll be filling potholes in northern Wisconsin. Who can beat that?
Something different every day.
Yes.
Well, the election of President Trump last November was expected to shake things up. Mm-hmm. Has he been doing some things that have surprised you, though?
Well, yes. I believe that, and this is kind of a core issue, is that, you know, he's president. He's not Congress. He's not the judiciary. He's president. And what he seems to be doing, which I guess caught all of us a little bit by surprise, is that he's making null and void legislation that the Congress passed, the Congress funded, a president, including him, signed into law. And he, through executive order, he is saying these things don't count anymore. I can't, you know, could you imagine a governor doing something like that?
You didn't anticipate it would be like this.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking about the multiple state lawsuits, which get to your points.
Yeah.
I want to talk first about state politics. So much attention now on the biennial budget.
Sure.
We'd been waiting for the Fiscal Bureau to put out their re-estimates. They came out last week and they said still more than a $4.3 billion surplus, but they re-estimated $335 million less in general fund revenue. What was your reaction to that re-estimate?
It wasn't a significant surprise. And so we're hopeful that the budget's going to be done soon. We're working with it.
On time?
Yeah, I'm hoping. we did our thing back in January, February, and we're waiting for the legislature to kind of come around to see what they're going to be offering. It's made more complex, not to go back to the federal government, but it's made more complex because of the work of things that they're doing there.
Well, right after that Fiscal Bureau re-estimate, the Republican Joint Finance Chairs issued a statement to you. Mm-hmm. They called you out saying they want you to take these revenue re-estimates seriously. They asked you to come to the table to craft a reasonable budget. Do those new numbers and that reduced general fund revenue make you rethink any of your budget priorities?
Not any more than, frankly, the issues around inflation that we're seeing now. And other things, yes, they make a difference. But you know, the bottom line is I haven't seen what they've come up with. You know, I proposed a budget, and the one meeting we did had, we talked about cutting taxes, and we, you know, overall, do I want to cut some taxes? Yes, and in fact, we did in our budget. So and then people have been working on our side and their side to come up with some things that we know are important to the people of Wisconsin and reach some compromise. I think this still can happen. The what's from the Fiscal Bureau, it's somewhat of a downer, but we can handle it. I'm not concerned about it. I'm just concerned about not seeing anything from their side.
regarding taxes. Leader LeMahieu last week said that you've had their proposals, Republican proposals on tax cuts since March. Mm-hmm. He said it's time for you to sit down with Republican leaders and kind of finalize tax cuts. Is there a meeting set between you and Republican leadership?
Yeah, there's one coming up. It's either this week or it might be next week.
So you will be meeting with them directly?
Yeah, absolutely. But it can't be just about taxes. The thing that concerns me is that a budget is a budget. It includes expenditure and includes what taxes are going to be bigger or smaller. And so those things work together. And the idea that somehow we're going to say, okay, this is what the taxes are going to look like. Now maybe we can do nothing or we have to cut something. Reducing taxes is important. That's why I had it in my budget to begin with.
Well, remind us what you had in your budget and where do you think there is that middle ground with Republicans?
Well, they don't like the fact that we increase taxes on very, very, very wealthy people. And our tax was, I think, more fair than theirs. So, yes, can we reach agreement on things like that? Yeah, but we haven't even talked about child care, education, anything else that might be going on in the state of Wisconsin other than taxes. Have not. So,
will you use things like K-12 education or child care as bargaining chips to get to the middle on tax cuts?
I don't know of how much bargaining chips. We have to increase our funding for our schools. We have to. We can't have these school districts. You know, you and I probably have talked about this a long time. We have to increase funding for special education. We need to have more money for our University of Wisconsin system. We need to figure out what's going to happen around our child care, early childhood programming. All those things are important to me and, frankly, to the people of the state. And
when you have that meeting, that's what you will be...
Well, we'll talk about that. And we have in the past, actually.
Mm-hmm. Can Wisconsin afford to use one-time surplus funds for a permanent tax cut of any kind?
Well, it makes it more difficult with what's going on in the federal government. If the federal government is saying, well, we're not going to do this around Medicaid, and we need to have the states do something there. You know, there's lots of moving parts, but I believe if we get together and maybe narrow our priorities, we can get something done. That's what happened last time, and I think that's what will happen this time, too.
The Fiscal Bureau looked at multiple factors when they put out that re-estimate, including, you mentioned, the uncertainty related to federal policies, including tariffs. There's now a 90-day pause on tariffs with China. How do you think Wisconsin will weather these uncertainty of economic conditions over the next year?
Well, we're in a better place than most states, but it's going to be difficult. We can't decide to take billions of dollars out of Medicaid and assume that we're going to be meeting the needs of the people on Medicaid without kind of kicking in some state money. Now, those are some difficult situations, and that's why, and I know you want to talk about local, but our local people should be talking to people, the Republicans in Congress, and saying, since when aren't you a part of the government anymore? I mean, those people in from our state that represent our people, Republicans especially, they got to step up. And if they don't, they'll be held to pay in our budget.
You mentioned Medicaid. That is kind of a big uncertainty at the federal level. Republicans have been talking about up to an $880 billion cut to Medicaid. Specifically, I know last week you joined a statement with 21 other Democratic governors saying that proposal would be an impossible cost shift to states. What would an impact of a cut like that to Medicaid look like in Wisconsin?
It would look bad for people that are on Medicaid. I mean, there might be some money where we could chip in from the state level, but it's a federal program. It should be paid for federal money. And frankly, the president, at least I remember him saying that they're not going to cut Medicaid. Well, hell, they did, or are going to.
it's on the table, certainly, this week. Joint Finance Co-Chair Mark Bourne was talking about Medicaid, and he shared concerns multiple times about that increasing cost to continue of Medicaid. This year, it's an additional $1.6 billion of state revenue. He says he welcomes better management of the Medicaid program at the federal level. How do you think the state should address the increasing costs of Medicaid?
Well, we deal with it in several ways, and one of them is making sure that we expand Medicaid. That brings an extra $2 billion to the state of Wisconsin for that specific thing. And so if we decided that we're going to go and expand Medicaid, if that money's still available, that's where the coverage of that deficit comes from. So Wisconsin is paying a price by not doing that in the past, and we sure the heck have tried to make that happen. $2 billion for health care is a lot of money, and we've been passing that up for as long as I've been governor and even previously. So that's where I'd say that to Representative Bourne. That's where the money is, and that's the way it should have been in the past. We wouldn't be in this predicament.
Republican leaders have also talked about your 400-year veto, mm-hmm. recently upheld by the state Supreme Court. They say it will impact how they look at K-12 education funding in the budget. Representative Bourne said, now significant increases in education funding are baked into the cake, he says. Will increase...
That's a cupcake. That's not a cake. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My expectation is we significantly increase special education. That helps out on all sorts of areas. Obviously, the children that do have special needs, but also it helps bring, you know, the school districts kick in some of their own money on this, and this would give them more flexibility. So special education, if I had in my budget 60% coverage in the state of Wisconsin, I think that's where we're going to be.
Do you think you can get Republicans to 60% as you negotiate around tax cuts?
Yes, I think we can, because they don't want school districts to go to a referendum any more than I do. And so, yes, there should be willingness. I haven't heard anybody say no yet, so let's see what happens.
In the last biennial budget, you supported a big increase for choice schools. Mm-hmm. This time around, choice schools seem like they're asking for decoupling. They want their funding to be separated from the public school funding system into its own separate GPR line item. Is that something you support or could support?
Probably not. I'll have to take a look at it. The implications of that are somewhat breathtaking. If there's different people in charge, suddenly the choice schools will be getting more money than the public schools, and that's just unacceptable.
Representative Bourne told us on Newsmakers a few weeks ago that he thinks corrections could shape up to be kind of a big bipartisan compromise in this budget, like we saw two budgets ago with shared revenue and the deal with the Brewers Stadium. There's agreement on closing of Green Bay Correctional. That's maybe where the agreement stops right now. Right. But can you remind us what's in your proposal, and where do you think maybe there's some middle ground to move closer to that bipartisan win?
Yeah, and I agree that this is something that we should and can find middle ground on it. But basically, closing Green Bay and then then we also have to bring the kids out of northern Wisconsin and bring them in their places in Milwaukee and Madison and others. And that'll open up a medium size, I mean, it's a good facility, that'll make a medium prison. And we're also gonna be closing Waupun as we know it, and make it more of an educational institution as people are moving towards getting back into the life of Wisconsinites outside of prison, that they're prepared. There's all sorts of other issues there. But at the end of the day, do I think that's the proposal that we put together a good one? Yes, it is. But if there's better ones, we're listening. We have to do something. So I do believe that this may be the Miller Park of this time around.
I know you talked about your corrections plan as having a lot of moving parts, a lot of things that kind of have to happen concurrently. Do you have any non-negotiables in a plan around corrections reform, things that you absolutely have to see in that plan?
We have to have the kids out of northern Wisconsin and moving into their facilities. That I was part of the committee back when I was state superintendent that talked about doing exactly that. And we're going to finally get this done. We have a building being built in Milwaukee. We will get one in Madison, in the Madison area. Those young people can move out of northern Wisconsin at those two facilities. And it's a good facility. It'll be medium prison for...
You have to see funding for that to happen in this budget.
Sure. Absolutely.
You mentioned the state's child care industry. You've been saying that it's headed toward a cliff by the end of June when your child care accounts funding ends. Republicans have not supported that program in multiple votes. They've stripped it from your budget. Are there other solutions to support the child care industry?
I don't know what they are. I assume that the Republicans will be putting something together for... Well, let's give tax breaks to people that do have child care. Mm-hmm. Well, I supported that before. I suppose I could again, but that is not going to fix the situation for the providers. You know, a one-time bonus for people that are paying the bill means nothing to the providers of the services that they have taken all along. The idea that somehow Kathy and Tony Evers are going to get a child care thing in April or May, and by the way, we're going to send that money to the child care institutions. When donkeys fly, that's going to happen. So we have to help the child care organizations be solid.
Money needs to go directly to the providers.
Absolutely.
Senator Mark Klein has co-sponsored a bill that would make certain child care expenditures eligible for business development tax credit. Yeah. Is that a helpful solution?
Yeah, that's something that certainly we'll look at. We have businesses all across the state provide either child care on site or they provide money to their employees. We have to do something. We're going to lose half our population of people that work if we continue to allow child care organizations and providers to go belly up. Not good.
Of course, another big part of the budget is the UW system. Yeah. Last week, President Rothman shared a letter from 800 business officials supporting his request for $855 million. Mm. Republicans have talked about that being an unreasonable request when you compare it to steadily declining student enrollment in the UW system and declining birth rates. How do you address that question of declining birth rates and declining student enrollment compared to that large budget request?
Well, their costs go up, whether there's, as the number of kids go down. There's no question about that. It's not like something just magically happens. There's static things that cost money in the system. But I can't remember the exact numbers. Somebody's going to challenge me on that. But a recent study showed us like fifth from the bottom, tenth from the bottom is state support for our university system. Is that where we want to be? We want to go to the bottom. That would be a mistake. That $800 million is something that we can do in the state of Wisconsin. We should. And so I'm going to continue to fight for that.
Moving to the national picture, we started the show talking about multiple lawsuits that Wisconsin is a party to against the Trump administration, the most recent one being related to immigration enforcement tied to transportation funding, disaster, emergency preparedness. What is at stake for Wisconsin in that particular lawsuit?
I'll answer this question in this way. My goal is to make sure that the thousands of workers that work in the state of Wisconsin in positions, milking cows, you name it, in the agriculture industry, cheese making, that they are able to continue doing their job and even if they're undocumented. We have a small town here in the state of Wisconsin, Arcadia, that has three major businesses that hire primarily Spanish-speaking people, and those if we allow Trump and his group to just come into Wisconsin and say, well, do you have X or Y or Z? If you don't, boom, we're taking you away. That'll kill Wisconsin. Big picture is that yes, if someone is misbehaved in a serious way, send them away. But the idea that somehow this is going to end up hurting people in Wisconsin that do extraordinary work, that's wrong. And so we have to be careful.
The Trump administration says ICE enforcement is focused on those people who have proven to be dangerous. They have a criminal record. Do you disagree with that? Do you see it that way?
Well, from what I've seen in the people that got shipped out of the country, many of them have never had a chance to even be in court. So I don't think that's happening. I think they're being selective. You know, it's something that is just core to Wisconsin. You know, we've always had immigrants coming here, whether it was German or Kathy's father was from Holland, and they came here and they succeeded. We want that to happen also with other people, especially because they're so important to our economy and our tourism economy also.
The Trump administration border czar issued a warning about you recently regarding a memo that you sent to state employees and how they should deal with federal immigration authorities. Has there been any follow-up on that?
Not yet. You know, we hear about things every once in a while, whether that was just a slip or was not a slip. I think there is a warning to me. That little document that I sent to employees of the state of Wisconsin, it has nothing to do with anything other than making sure that they're able to legally, do their job and also, make sure that they aren't taken advantage of. That's it. And it's really simple. It's a Trump administration overthinking everything. I wish they'd think about different things.
What are your thoughts on the recent grand jury indictment of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan on the charges that she attempted to assist an undocumented immigrant?
Yeah, it's not that I'm avoiding this, but I wasn't there. I don't know. She'll have her day in court, and whatever happens. But I wasn't there. It'll be taken care of by the court.
Moving on to the Democratic Party. A recent AP poll says that about one-third of Democrats are only about one-third of Democrats are very optimistic or even somewhat optimistic about the party's future. Satisfaction has been going down. Are you surprised by that?
Well, not really. When you lose the presidency, that just causes a lot of angst and thinking about the future. So no, I'm not. You know, I think our Wisconsin party is strong, and you know we're going to be having our event in a couple of weeks. And I still hear a lot of positive things. A lot
satisfaction
of
satisfaction will be going up.
I would assume so. I mean, we just lost a significant race, and we have somebody that's beaten the world out of us in Washington D.C. at least verbally. And so, I would probably be in that position too. But once we, you think about the last, not that the last race for Supreme Court was necessarily a partisan thing, but certainly the one that most Democrats supported won by 9 points. And so I'm not sure, I think there's a lot of angst. There's always angst with Democrats. They want the best, and that we haven't been able to do the best.
We talked earlier about the state Supreme Court upholding your 400-year veto. The Wisconsin's veto authority has been questioned over the years. It's very powerful. We've seen it demonstrated, not just by you, but for governors throughout time. Philosophically, how do you weigh the risks and merits of exercising that really powerful authority to the interest of all Wisconsinites?
Yeah, I think it's an important thing, and the ability to use it. I use it very seldom, to be honest. And the legislature is very cognizant of my ability to do that, and they write things so that we check it. We check the budget and see what's possible, and then a veto that we find that's not in a good place and use it then. But it's very, very seldom. And, you know, of course, they're trying to take even more away. But it's not something that I keep awake every night about.
You mentioned that you enjoy your time as governor. Mm-hmm. When people encourage you to run for a third term, mm-hmm. what do you say to them?
I say once this budget is done, I'll be in a position to make that decision. I'm not spending very much time at all thinking about whether I'm going to run or not. We got to get this budget done. A lot of things going on besides that.
You had held a golf event fundraiser last night. Is that a sign that maybe we're moving more towards a yes for that third term?
It's not a sign for anything. It was a cold day, let's put it that way. No, it was a fundraiser, but it raises funds for a number of things.
All right. Well, thank you. We know you have a busy schedule. We appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. Take care.
All right. And thank you to the viewers and newsmakers. Be sure to tune in again as we highlight the issues and sit down with the decision makers who make a difference for all of us.
Nicolet Bank is honored to support all who strive to make communities great. You have been watching a production of Wisconsin Eye, your unfiltered window into legislative deliberations and public policy programming, where our mission is to provide Wisconsinites an opportunity to access the legislative process and connect with conversations that inform our citizenry. Please consider supporting our mission, and thank you for watching. Wisconsin Eye, policy made public.